The appeal was filed by resident Jill Story on behalf of 24 neighbors who live on the street in Pine Brook over the ridge from Gorgoza. She wrote that she and her husband built their house in 1996 and they plan to retire there. But she argues the Woodward approval violates the Snyderville General Plan and code in several ways. Chiefly, she alleges the detrimental effects of the conditional use permit have not been mitigated by reasonable conditions. The appeal says Woodward represented that a proposed chairlift would end 40 feet below the ridgeline adjacent to Sun Ridge Drive. But instead, she says the chairlift goes to the very top of the ridge, and lift towers and lights will encroach on the ridgeline as seen by several Pine Brook homes. She says that Woodward could mitigate several items by shortening the lift by 600 feet. Also, the approval allegedly failed to impose restrictions on snowmobiles and snowmaking. The county code does not regulate snowmaking noise at ski areas, but the appeal suggests that Gorgoza is rather a recreational area, saying the noise impinges on their neighborhood character and should be regulated. It says a consulting study of noise impacts wrongly assumed the ridge was a barrier and did not account for the upper lift and snowmobile track above the ridge. Story also says that Woodward argued the neighborhood already has noise from Interstate 80, but she said in 20 years she hasn't heard any noise from the highway. On another item, her appeal said the project has made some consideration for lighting, but development near and above the ridge will impact views of their night sky. The appeal says they will be affected by the overspray from snowmaking, since plumes or clouds can often travel hundreds of feet. The appeal says no traffic study was done for the intersection of Homestead Road, which runs under the interstate, and Kilby Road. The appeal says the Snyderville Commission also did not consider the impacts on wildlife, though the area is a designated wildlife corridor, and the county did not vet the impacts of special events, which could bring additional people, noise and music, possibly drones, and trash. The appeal will go on to be heard by the Summit County Council. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.